We're having a lot of fun here at Paul Hahn & Co. I'm Julian Taylor. We are live, and this is episode number 88 of The Jukebox. You just heard number 9 from Alan Toussaint, another musician from down south in New Orleans who really changed the way that we listen to music, and he's excellent, so I hope you enjoyed that song. And before that, Huey Piano Smith, and he's also an American rhythm and blues pianist with Don't You Just Know It. Right now, I want to play you a song from one of my good friends, Jeremy Dutcher. I ran into him not too long ago, and he's up to new music and up to new tricks. I absolutely love this artist and his artistry. Here on the show is Jeremy Dutcher. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I'm Julian Taylor, your host here on The Jukebox Show. This is episode number 88, live from Paul Hahn & Co. You got to come check out the store. It's right on Yonge Street in Rosedale area. Is this Rosedale area? Not really. Is it? Okay, it is Rosedale area. The technicians here at Paul Hahn have tuned pianos for the likes of the Pointer Sisters, Burton Cummings, Gordon Lightfoot, and that's just to name a few. I mean, who knows? Maybe they've even tuned pianos for Elton John, which you just heard. That was Crocodile Rock. Some more great music coming up on the show for you. We've got something from Quincy Jones and his release, The Dude, a song called Just Once. Also, Rufus Wainwright, Going to Town, and the Philosopher Kings right here, right now, with Hurts to Love You. Thank you.
I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm gonna see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America. I'm gonna make it up for all of the Sunday times. I'm gonna make it up for all of the nursery rhymes that never really seemed to want to tell.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? We do. gave my all, but I think my all may have been too much. The Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going, and it seems at times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
Hey, my name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Bird note. An American robin belts out its spring song from the top of a tree. Perched on the roof of a garden shed, a house finch joins in with its refrain. Next, a song sparrow hops out of a low thicket and adds its music to the medley. You can find these three species nesting within one small garden, making their nests in a tree, a large shrub, or directly on the ground. By selecting different nesting strata, the species avoid competing for the same nesting sites. Ground nesting birds include sparrows, juncos, quails, ducks, and some warblers. These birds are particularly vulnerable to predators and human disturbance while on their nests. The adult birds will stay on or near the nest while incubating eggs. But once the young depart, the parents leave too. Birds won't occupy their nests until the next breeding season. If you plant your garden in multiple layers, trees both short and tall, shrubs and ground-hugging thickets, you may be rewarded with a multi-layered medley of birdsong. Support for Bird Note comes from the Cornell Labs Bird Academy, with online courses that share the wonder and joy of birds. More at allaboutbirds.org.